Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Now we move to agenda item 10, page 69, alterations to the roof and construction of first floor rear extension, single sites and rear extensions following demolition of existing garage and insertion of front dormer windows and gable roof extension as amended plans. This is 14 Claymore Drive, Ingleton. Tom Allenton to introduce the report.
Thank you, Chairman. This is a household application for relatively extensive extensions to what was a Charlie bungalow. I'll just move through some photos. Permission has already been granted. If councillors note the planning history in the report. For very similar extensions, so hence what has been approved is being built. You can see here on the right, that's the application property, and on the left, number 13, where similar scale two-storey extensions have been built out back already. And there you can see the two properties alongside each other. This is the front of the property. Again, dormer window was previously approved. You can see there's other properties in the street which have similar sized dormer windows to the front. I can move to the plans. This is the proposed floor plans, proposed roof plan. These are the proposed elevations. And this is what was approved previously. So I won't get you to do a spot difference. Essentially, what's new to the current proposal, compared to what's already been approved, so if you look at the front elevation at the top right of that plan, there is a new gable to the right-hand side with windows in it. That wasn't previously approved. And there's a single-storey side extension to the left of the front elevation in place of an existing garage. And if you look at the middle top plan, highlighted in green, we have some additional first-floor windows to both side elevations, all of which would be obscured glazed to protect the privacy of neighbouring properties. On the basis that the majority of the extensions has already commenced on site, have already been approved, and it's just these additions which are essentially seeking approval for the part of this application, my colleague Tom Lake has recommended approval. Thank you.
Fine. Now we move to questions of the officers' report from members. Michael.
Just make the observation, Chairman, that I think it's a bit naughty that these people have already started on these proposed amendments without planning permission.
Can I ask Tom, have they?
As you can see from the photos, yes, they've started on site. As I say, they do already have approval for the vast majority of the extensions. I think you probably you can see from the they have already started and largely finished the front gable, which wasn't previously approved, but is this application. Ideally, yes, they maybe should have waited, but should this be refused tonight, I imagine it could be relatively easily undone and would only be at the expense of the applicant themselves.
I would like to ask a question. The side windows are going to be glazed, and we've so they can't walk through it. Once the property's been built, can they change those windows to normal glass?
Before they could change those windows, they would have to seek to vary that condition. So it would go before officers, and obviously that condition is there for a reason, so it's likely officers would refuse that.
Yeah, that's why I asked that question. We can allow one more question. Councillor Bullcock.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It was just building on your question. Yes, they would have to seek permission from the officers, but if the officers refused, they are then entitled to go to appeal to get the condition overturned. Is that correct?
That is correct. They could actually appeal this decision if it were approved and appeal the condition. you don't just have the option to appeal, for example, if we refuse a permission. We can approve a permission and they can appeal conditions if they feel they're unreasonable.
Can I, as chairman, call on Harry, Councillor Harry Spencer Smith, because I saw Paul's hand go up and I didn't look at the screen and Harry had already asked, so I will allow a fourth question.
Thank you. Tom, we may or may not like the glass window in the gable, but we know it's not our business to be arbiters of taste. However, I'd like a steer from you, please, because the Parish Council feels strongly this is an overbuild on a site. And since this issue will come up before the committee on other sites that come to us, what are the criteria? How do you decide if something is an overbuild? Is there a ratio, proportion of build to the site area, or what?
Through you, Chair. It's very much case-by-case basis. We don't have any hard and fast rules in terms of percentages or anything like that. Like I say, it very much depends on the circumstances of each case. For example, on the scale of the existing dwelling, the size of its plot, perhaps how prominent it can be viewed from the surrounding area. There's various aspects that we would take into consideration. In this instance, for example, I think it's outlined in the officer's report that various other properties on Claymore Drive have similar size extensions existing, as per the photos directly next door. It's set back from the more prominent Arsby Road behind a very dense line of screening, so it's not hugely prominent from the surrounding area. So in this instance, it's the officer's opinion that, yes, as I mentioned at the very beginning, these are relatively extensive, these extensions, but we feel that they wouldn't result in significant harm to either the property or the surrounding area.
Yep. Well, we now move into the debate. Anybody like to say anything? Councillor McAweeks.
Chairman, I can't see a great deal wrong with this application. There are other bungalows in the street which have had quite drastic extensions added to them, and this just joins them, really. I don't think that it's out of character with the street scene, and I don't think it's unsightly. I'm quite happy with the recommendation, Chair.
Any further debate? Well, can I ask for a person to propose the recommendations or someone to second? Councillor Mark Weeks, first of all, then Councillor Jean.
Green. Move the recommendation, Chair.
I'm happy to second.
Fine, thank you. Can I remind everybody, before you vote, there's been some confusion in the past tonight. If you're saying yes to the recommendation, you press the yes button. If you disagree with that, you press the no button. Or if you want to abstain, you press the abstain button. So can we now move to the vote?
What is he talking to you about?
Not a good man, or I swear.
That is passed. Yes is 10, 1, no. Now we move on to the officer's report on the appeals.
Yeah. Thank you, Chair. We have two appeals to report on in the agenda, and I have one further which we received just 2 days ago. 68 Innscroft Letchworth dismissed due to unacceptable impact on the appearance and established clear form of the surrounding area. This was quite a prominent site on a corner location, quite frankly trying to squeeze in an extra dwelling where there wasn't really room for one. So the inspector agreed with the officer's refusal to dismiss the appeal. The second appeal has been mentioned actually tonight. It was the land bill for Millcroft in Barkway. I believe my colleague, Richard Tiffin, mentioned this actually last month's committee. It was another one of these where we had an application for a windfall site, which isn't in the local plan. Trying to make the argument that we don't have a 5-year land supply, and therefore we'll be able to progress it. And again, this was one of those applications where the inspectors were happy that the local plan was adequately progressed, so that we could afford a significant weight, therefore only afford moderate weight to the provision of this windfall site. And dismissed it on the basis of the harm to the landscape and intrinsic value of the countryside. The appeal that we have received 2 days ago, which isn't in the agenda, which I will mention, is the cabinet in Reed, which was dismissed.
Hey.
It was dismissed on 2 grounds. The ground put forward by the council, plus an additional ground. The ground, which I'm sure you're aware of, is that this is probably double negative, but the inspector wasn't convinced that it wasn't viable, i.e. he suggested that it could be viable. Mm-hmm. And therefore was unwilling to let it be turned into dwelling. The additional reason for dismissal of the appeal was the harm to the character of the conservation area and the building itself by loss of its
what is already, etc. And what he's already done, he's got to put it all back.
That concludes your update on the appeal, thank you.
Wow.
And also we have planning bills lodged, we have one.
Sorry, can I just mention, we found the appeal decision for the station in Asheville, that is now subject to a sort of judicial review. This review is a judicial review on the Secretary of State's decision to dismiss the appeal. So we are currently waiting, I've been liaising with the Solicitor acting on behalf of the Secretary of State, and I'm hopefully we'll get to the end of it. Give you an update, so this might not be the end of that particular
deal. Thank you. Before I close the meeting, can I just point out we had quite a few apologies for tonight's meeting, but only one sub. I think it's most important that if you can't attend, you must find a sub if possible. And I close the meeting at 9:26.